This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, welcome in. Welcome in, you beautiful fucking people. Welcome to the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast. My name is Kyle. I'm joined, as always, with my best friend in the entire world, Mr. Eric Wolverton.
That is me. How's it going, everybody?
They say good. This is episode... Oh, sorry. Try one more time. This is episode 51 of the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. This is a place where Eric and I chat about disc golf and other bullshit. Eric, what is your random tangent of the day?
So we've talked about shoes before and how important it is.
Oh, I forgot to say, if you've been here before, you're already a beautiful fucking person. Thank you for coming back. And thank you for listening.
So we've talked before on how important a nice pair of disc golf shoes are. Well, I want to talk about another thing that's really important. A really comfortable backpack. Unless you're a cart guy, then it doesn't matter. But I got the pound bag, and it is so freaking comfy to wear. That's it. It's just so nice. It's so nice on my back. It feels like I'm carrying a pillow.
I'm glad. Maybe you should carry your discs in a pillow. That's like, Eric, that's the idea of the century. You'll make billions.
A pillow backpack for disc golf?
Pillow carrying.
So is it like Halloween, you know, where you walk around like you're...
it's more of like, you know, we're going to make a product, get it to the market, ... and then profit.
Is that how they it's do full, that?
It's foolproof, Eric.
And then they give us a piece of gold for our troubles.
Good tangent.
Yeah, because it's important that you are comfortable on the course.
Hashtag not sponsored.
We're not.
Actually, here's the ads.
Speaking of.
Everyone's favorite thing that you totally don't skip through. I forgot all the things. Okay, I'll just be quick. If you're listening to this on a podcast service, leave a review. That'd be nice of you. Check us out on Instagram. That's where we hang out. Maybe follow us there. That'd be cool. Our merch is over at Teespring. It's pretty much all over all of our stuff. If you need a link, use code OHNO to get free shipping over there. And all the other places, go follow us. You know how to use the internet.
It's true. For today's episode, episode 51, we're going to talk about Innova's new power disc, who Chris Dickerson signed to. And we're going to give you guys our top five, quote-unquote, bold predictions for 2022 season.
The Dick Man.
Nobody calls him that.
We do. It's just like calling AJ Risley the Rizzlemator.
It's a little bit different, but I see where you're going.
He's like, what's that from? I'm like, nothing. Just fucking weird. Sorry. Oh, gosh.
The Rizzlemator.
I think it rolls off the tongue.
Totally does. So, Innova released its newest disc, the Power Disc, which is an old Discmania mold called the Power Driver, but it was owned by Innova, so yeah, that's cool. No, they started with the FD, the Fairway Disc, or the Dark Rebel, and then they did the Power Disc, or the, was it Phantom Sword or something like that? Do you remember?
No.
Something Sword. But I want to know what's going to be next. I think it's probably going to be an MD3, because that was like their next most popular disc. But at the same time, I feel like they're going to be trying to put out molds faster than Discmania can put them out. You know, like, right? That would make sense, right?
Yeah.
So like
that's a tough one.
Yeah, the MD3 is already out. And then I feel like the DD3 is so close to a destroyer. there's no point in them putting out a DD3 of their own.
I mean, the MD3 for sure
would make
a ton of money.
Why wouldn't it make sense, right?
It would make them the most money.
Yeah.
You know, I think, too, they're probably worried about what pros throw, because I know some pros threw the MD3 over, like, the Rocks and Rock 3s on Innova's team. Makes sense to put it out. I want to see a CD2. I'm so waiting for the CD2s to come out. I want one from either company, but could be waiting a while.
Yeah, give Eric a CD2, huh?
Yeah, Innova, because we know you listen. CD2's next. Call it something weird. The ghostly ship. CF. Control Frisbee.
Ooh.
Really makes people mad.
Best idea yet.
Yeah.
Listen to the Ono Disc Golf podcast. Make billions.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see where Innova does what Innova does with it. Obviously, they're going to keep releasing stuff that Discmania put out because everybody loves the Discmania molds, and even though Innova made them, they still love the Discmania molds.
It's something.
Yeah, but that's it for that. So, on to Chris Dickerson.
The Dick Man!
Chris Dickerson signed a deal with Discraft and with Grippy Q, or Grip Equipment, or whatever it's called.
Grip.
He chose the Buzz as his tour series. Kind of sad, because I don't throw the Buzz, but whatever.
I mean,
yeah.
Yep.
They didn't release many details about his contract like they have with people in the past, so not sure what he's getting.
Let's just say he's a billionaire.
He's probably making a lot of money, though. So that's cool. I'm happy for him. Haley King went to Innova. That was a pretty big shock for me.
That was a pretty big thing.
Not expecting that at all.
So it's just... All right, so it's Nate Sexton, Big Germ, Kelvin Heimberg, and Haley King sitting in a room, hanging out.
Yep. I mean, you don't have to only hang out with the people on your team, but you can.
No. That's the only people.
Innova has, like, Anthony Barella and Garrett Gerthy, Philo. They still have a lot of big names.
That's true. I forgot about all those people.
Yeah. I feel like Innova could fire almost everybody but Big Germ and Nate, and they'd still make a killing in just the Thunderbirds and Firebirds.
But hooray, Haley King.
Yeah. She's obviously, you know, top FPO player over there now. I think she even would have been had they not let a couple people go. Again, not expecting it. She did mention in her video that she used to throw gators and wraiths. So, expecting maybe a Haley King gator. I don't know. Who knows?
That'd be pretty sick, actually.
Yeah. Who else? Well, there's a couple other sponsorships. I've seen Joel Freeman, Colorado. He's from Colorado. He signed with, Ricky's old bag company, Ridge Roller. He seems like a really nice dude. He does his YouTube channel is very informative, and the way he like breaks down stuff is a little bit different than I would say most disc golfers do.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yep. And then my probably some of my favorite pro news this year is Madison Walker signed with MVP. Madison Walker is not one of those people that's always like at the top. But she's one of my favorite FPO players, and I'm happy to see after she left Dynamic during the pandemic and then signed to MVP after kind of being a solo, you know, like just touring for herself for a year. So it's cool to see it paid off for her.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah. Excited. And we're still waiting on news from Nico LaCastro and Katrina Allen. They have not called us yet to tell us where they're going. So,
but maybe I'll have some crazy predictions about that later. Ooh.
Ooh. Predictions. Oh, that's it for the pro talk.
All right. Well, game on. That's teaser from such a long time ago.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Top 5.
5. Oh, yeah.
We totally matched up that time.
Yeah, it was perfect, dude.
See, you just say it really fast, and I say it really long, and that way we have to match up, because you have to say it sometime.
You'd think so, but you'd be wrong. Eric, what's your number five?
For the top five, we did our bold predictions.
Eric, what are we talking about?
We did top five bold predictions for the 2022 year. Mine, I guess I wouldn't even say that bold. They're bold. They're just like pro players that I would like to see win.
Sad?
Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. He picked prediction wins.
Yeah.
But bold prediction for winning. Yeah. Mine are just crazy.
They're bold. That's for sure. They're
but they're bold.
They're real bold.
Bold's hell. You want me to go first?
Sure. Kick it off, Kyle, with your number five.
All right. My number five on our list of top five bold predictions for the 2022 season is, I actually went completely out of the left field and said that I picked somebody that was, I thought might be out of the league by the end of the year.
Possibly for it's another
bold prediction
list. Another person on, I can't speak.
Just out of the sport in general.
Yeah.
Brody Smith. He's out by the end of the year.
He's going to find a new
hobby. Move on to bigger, better things. Maybe like luge. Luge.
Or curling.
Professional. I couldn't see curling, but.
Bowler.
I could see that.
We are still working on our curling fantasy league, so look for that come Olympic time. I don't know when that is.
Me either.
Two more years, I think.
Didn't they just happen?
Isn't it every 4 years?
I have no fucking idea, dude.
All right. Anyway, my number five is I'm predicting Ezra Aderholt to win his first Elite Series. We've talked about how much we've liked Ezra. We like Ezra on the show. And I really hope he gets a big win this year. Maybe something cool like, he was like second or third at LVC. So maybe come out and just win LVC this time.
Yeah, all he needs to do is shoot 1099 for a bunch of rounds.
Yep. Bunch of them.
He can do it.
We believe in you.
Did you not have a pick for somebody who would be out of the league by the end of the year?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay. I was just wondering.
What if, like, Nico just is retiring?
Ooh.
He doesn't even, like begin the year.
He's just like, yeah, fuck this. I'm done with the sport.
And then he goes on to learn guitar and start a band called, I don't know. I don't have an
West idea. Side Discs.
Huh? Yeah.
Do you get it?
I do get it. I understand.
Okay, cool. Oh, that works perfectly into my number four. My number four is Nico is going to make his own disc company.
And it's going to be called Weast Side Discs. Yep.
That's one of my favorite jokes you've ever made.
Sets the bar pretty high for me.
Wow. That was a good SpongeBob joke.
We should fit more SpongeBob jokes into the show. I feel like...
Oh my gosh.
Our audience would appreciate it.
So Nico is going to start Wii Side Discs.
And he's going to live in a pineapple.
Under the sea. And in this scenario, he continues to play disc golf, but he's just sponsored by his own company.
Yep. And he gets the shot clock changed from 2 minutes to 5 minutes.
That's that you can do that on your own number if you want.
That's
is that your number four, Eric?
That is not my number four. My number four is I think Kristen Tatar is going to come over, spend all her time in America, and kick major butt at Worlds this year. I think she's going to win it. Taking bets now. No, we're just kidding. That's illegal. We don't bet. We're not gamblers.
Well, gambling's legal, but
wink, wink.
Depends on where you are.
Yeah, I don't think I can take bets on the podcast.
Oh, well, no, probably not.
Yeah, so.
Maybe. We can look into it.
All right, we'll look into it, and we'll get back to you guys.
It's a totally thing we want to do.
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm real tired. What is your big, bold prediction? This is my favorite one for your third prediction.
My third prediction of the 2022 Disc Golf Pro Tour season. There's going to be the first fist fight on tour, live on camera.
Bet you they'd cut. They would cut away from it.
I don't think they would.
They just get in there like Joe Rogan.
McMahon versus the rock that broke his hand.
So are we saying that's not the first fist fight then? Is the original him?
No, who else gets... Eagle versus Nico.
Because Nico won't let him
have
on.
We've been talking about, yeah, we've been talking about Nico too much. How about who else gets angry? Eagle versus Nico.
Right, back to Nico. I think it's going to be not on live. I think it's going to be Big Germ and Paul Ulibarri are going to fight it out in the practice round. Someone's going to make a joke that goes too far and it's going to come to blows.
It has kind of seemed like Uli's been kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's why they call him Ulibully.
Yeah, like what?
Ulibully.
Doesn't seem as friendly.
Yeah.
As some of, you know, like even when we get mad at each other, we're not like mad at each other.
Yeah, we just continue to make fun of each other. Anyway.
So.
Or if it goes too far, we just sit there in silence for about two holes.
Yeah. Like, I've never like thrown something at you because I was so mad. I don't think.
Not disc golf.
Anyway, enough of this tangent.
My number three is I want or think Calvin Heimberg or Paul McBeth are going to win the MPO side of the Worlds this year. I prefer to see Calvin Heimberg, but I also think it'd be really cool to see Paul McBeth get his sixth one.
Let's go, Calvin. Let's go, Calvin.
Yeah, we like those cheers. Thanks for listening, Calvin.
No, there's no way he listens to this.
You never know.
My number two is kind of a bullshit one. I think a new rivalry is going to start.
And who do you think it will be?
Well, my joke was Nicolò Castro versus himself. But I think I've brought him up too much already.
Every one of our...
So...
Oh, man.
So... I would have to defer to your... I want to hear what you think first.
Okay, I don't think it's going to be like a rivalry like we've seen with like Kat and Paige or Ricky and Paul. I think we're going to see more of a like friendly pushing each other rivalry. And I think it'll be Eagle and Kyle Klein will be going back and forth with a lot of wins this year, which is going to be sweet and horrible for my wallet. Yeah.
I'm going to go Chris Dickerson versus Ezra Aderhold. Also, you know, go ahead and go back to the fist fight and throw them facing each other. Who do you think's going to win?
I'm going to have to go with Ezra. He's ripped and much taller than Chris, but Chris looks pretty scrappy.
I feel like he's crafty is the word.
Like a raccoon.
Like, he would find a weapon, is the thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Ezra would just, like, come at him just to, like, because he's stronger than him. Chris would have to be like, no, there's just something next to me that I could just murder you with without even thinking about it.
So it's not going to be a fist fight anymore. It is now going to be a murder.
Oh. Well, allegedly.
We didn't see nothing. Turn those cameras off.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Turn that microphone off.
Grade A content here, guys.
Eric, what's number two?
I think and hope Kyle Klein is going to have multiple Elite Series wins this year. He got his first one at Idlewild this past year, and I think he's only getting better. Aging like fine wine, as they say.
I second all of your things so far. They're all really quite good.
Yeah. We'd like to. We want to see it. So disc golf gods.
Is it bold? No.
It's not very bold. I mean, it kind of is. I guess I didn't really, if it would have been, I could have made it more bold by picking out their exact
Pick
wins.
A number.
Huh?
Pick a number.
Oh. I mean, just two. I'd be happy with two. I'll go three. We'll go three. And it's
Let's go
be,
three. Be aggressive. Yeah.
And I'm going to go and say it's going to be Idlewild again, MVP Open, and the Preserve for Kyle. Three wins.
Go ahead and jot that down.
Watch. We're going to find his tour schedule, and he doesn't play those three.
I mean, all of mine are going to turn out, too. So
definitely. There's definitely going to be a murder on screen.
Live.
We're definitely going to see a new company called Weast Side Discs. So just, you know, be ready for that.
If they're smart.
There won't be any lawsuits containing.
Allegedly.
Yes. Well, I better look up some numbers then for my biggest bold prediction.
Yeah, because yours is way too general.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with mine right now if you want.
Yeah, it's your turn anyway.
My number one bold prediction for the 2022 season, Kevin Jones is going to normal ace and win all the money on skins. I don't know where, I don't know when, but KJ is going to win the money.
The money. It's a lot of money, too. Hasn't been hit since KJ's 10 slip
grand.
Ace. So.
That's why I say normal, too, because it's not going to be a slip. It's going to be a regular one.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd be pumped for him. Who needs to make moves and get a new sponsor when you win $10,000 on one throw?
I bet he would do a backflip.
And then slip and fall. No?
Maybe. Maybe.
My turn?
Yeah. What's your number one, Eric?
I started it off, and now I'm going through the numbers, and I don't know if I can back this up. But
let's hear it.
Basically, I think Ricky Wysocki is going to improve from last season. And last season was crazy. So I'm going through his tournament results. He had two finishes out of top 10. And that was 11th and 14th.
So how many is he going to have next year? One?
Zero. He's going to have none finishes outside of the top 10.
All right. He's going to do top 10 every tournament he plays in next year. Jot that down.
Yep. And he had six wins. So I'm going to have to go ahead and say he's going to get seven. And
at least
and
probably eight.
I'm gonna say over half of his finishes that he's not in first are still gonna be top five. That's it. That's all I got. It's the only way I know how to make it any better. His year was insane last year.
Yeah, dude, he played so well last year. I saw your number one and I was like, how the fuck is he gonna even match it?
Yeah.
So, nope. All right. No, he's going to do better. That is bold. I'll give you that.
That is crazy. I knew he played good.
Almost as bold as Weastsidediscs.
Weastsidediscs.
We'd probably get sued if we did that, huh? Like, if we made a sponge, like...
7 second place finishes. That's insane. 13.
Damn it. Now I want to make a t-shirt.
In first and second. Yeah, we probably can't make a t-shirt.
Weastsidediscs.
Just Patrick.
I don't think we can do Patrick.
No, probably not.
But we could do West Side for sure.
No, because it still just says West Side. It's still spelled the same.
No, it says Weast.
I thought you said Weast.
It's funny.
Couple.
All right, if you want us to make a shirt, hit us up on Instagram. Send me a message. If I get more than 5 messages, we'll make a shirt.
We'll take the lawsuit. Couple things I forgot to mention. Before we hit the top 5, I want to give a shout out to Tony Riopelle for getting his first professional win. He recently bumped up to MP40 instead of amateur 40s. So congrats, Tony. We're proud of you, bud.
Let's go, buddy.
Also want to give a shout out to my buddy Bill for hooking me up with a bunch of plastic for real cheap.
Thanks, Bill.
Well,
that was a great top 5.
Wraps it up.
And that was a great episode.
Where we talked about Innova's new power disc, the pros moving mostly Chris Dickerson to Discraft, and we gave you our top 5 bold predictions for the 2022 season. Thank you guys for for tuning in to another episode of the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you. Throw us a rating wherever you're listening, if you could. That'd be great.
Or message us and tell us how we're doing. We'd like messages.
Or follow us. Or message us. We're on Instagram. At Oh No Disc Golf. We're everywhere else. At Oh No Disc Golf.
Instagram has the most stuff, though.
We're there the most. But another episode in the books.
And we'll see you guys next week. Not really see, but, you know.
Yeah, you'll hear us. And we'll talk into microphones.
It's true. We will.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.